So and we were living there, and I ended up living in one cabin with my husband and another cabin for the children, which would be impossible now, locking the door and having the children in that one cabin at night, you know, not being connected. But it was safe then. You could leave your doors open. And there were only, they had originally 12 cabins, but there were only six left standing and active. And we had not that many just tourists. We had a lot of people who lived there for a while until they found their way. Some people lived with us maybe a year even, but we did get some overnight people. But it wasn't, it would start filling up from Central Park, and we were quite a ways away, and until everybody was full, then we would get some of the leftover ones around midnight. Very often, I know I had my first child and I was nursing, and my husband didn't hear the doorbell, and I had to get up in the night to open up a cabin. The problem was too that people always stole the towels. Not the people who lived there steady, but people who came overnight. One time I cried, new sets of Egyptian towels, and they were gone from several cabins. People took them. But it was a tough business because I did most of the work myself with a cleaning lady and lots of laundry, lots of work. And we did that. My husband, you know, ran the gas station, but it was then rented out, and we eventually sold to the company, to the, I think they were called Payless or something. I don't think they're in business anymore. They bought the property. I was very angry when my husband sold it for very little. The property was much too highly taxed by the city, and we got less than it was assessed for, and that is usually not the case. Yeah, it was too, we couldn't pay it. We had a small mortgage on it that his parents took out, and we did not make enough money. We also built a drive-in there.
For movie theaters?
No, a drive-in restaurant.
Restaurant.
But we only featured donuts and grilled cheese sandwiches, and everybody was conscious of the diet. The high school was close by. You would have thought they'd come for donuts. We made the donuts, and they were terrific. And we made grilled cheese sandwiches with real butter and, you know, good stuff. We made terrific coffee, I guess hot chocolate, I don't know, maybe milk. That's all we sold. There wasn't much profit. We had some help earlier in the day, and my husband then would take over at 4 or 5 o'clock usually. So it was fun because my children were small and they would always order, wanted Pepsi, you know, or Peppy or whatever, they couldn't pronounce it. So we did that for several years, and then my husband decided to sell. I was actually very angry, and we could have got a lot more money, but we did sell, and we found this house.
Before you moved here to the Government Road area, what were your neighbors like in
Here, no
Burnaby?
neighbors.
No neighbors, so you're
No.
quite a bit on your
Yeah,
own.
on Kingsway,
Yeah.
there were other motels.
Okay.
A motel next to us, which was actually more modern, you know, more desirable.
I was wondering if you met other people who were, you know, not English, other Europeans in that area at all. Were there any other Germans or German-speaking
No, I
people?
don't think so. The friends that lived at the corner of Gilley and Kingsway, they were definitely Canadians. They were the only really good friends I had. And they ran a repair shop, I guess, for cars. And then they moved to Campbell River. I was heartbroken when they moved. I still hear from her. I had no other really close friends? Yes, I did. I had a friend that lived on Byrne Street, and I became godmother to her son. Her husband was a longshoreman. And I think, who else was there? Yeah, you know, and I was active in the school.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I was active there, always.
And what sorts of activities were you involved in there?
Well, I guess there was some, like, bazaars and things like that.
What, was it a PTA sort of a group?
I think. I can't remember, but I'm sure there was.
I mean, it seemed to be popular at that time.
Yeah, I know that my husband's mother, no, that is earlier, though, was actually selling lunches over the fence. But that was earlier than the 50s or 60s. She might actually have died when we got married.
And then did your children enjoy going to school?
Oh, yeah. My son, when we moved to the Walkers, my son spoke English within 6 weeks. But he is a very highly intellectual one. He was tops in school. And whatever you speak, you know, the words you need at age five, he was capable within 5 weeks to speak English. My daughter took a lot longer because she was shy, not as outgoing, and there were two boys nearly his same age as my son Wolfram. And so he was playing with those kids. Their daughter was older. So he just, there was no problem. And he started school, and he never went to kindergarten.
I don't think there were many kindergartens around at that time anyway.
No, later on when my second set of children was born. Well, Brian was born in 56, and he went to the Goosey Gander kindergarten. And so did my son Robert. He was very reluctant. First time they picked him up, he screamed his head off. Didn't want to leave his mother, but there was a kindergarten, Goosey Gander kindergarten.
In the South Burnaby area?
Yeah. They came with a van, and I know both my young children were involved in a Christmas party. Actually, Robert had a kind of, not a lead, but he had a party, was singing solo. Like a little angel.
And did you encourage that sort of thing?
And people said to me, he is just looking at you while he is singing. And the older one was in a choir, you know. They sang the first day of Christmas, you know. Yeah, actually the activities were very much involved with the school.